Hey friend, Rebecca here. Welcome to Love Is Not Dead, Just My Husband. Now I know that the pain of a loss may seem never ending, and we can let it eat us alive and break us down to our weakest point, or we can choose to live. My question is, do you just want to survive, or do you want to thrive? So if you're ready, I want you to join me here each week so we can widow our own way together. A death anniversary is the anniversary of someone's death. Many people feel like celebrating this anniversary is part of the grieving process, and the first anniversary is usually the hardest. You've been through an entire year of holidays, birthdays, anniversaries, and other important milestones without your loved one. And here you get an annual reminder that your person is gone. Because we all grieve differently, how we choose to spend these death anniversaries will be different too. Death anniversaries can bring up feelings of sadness and grief, but it can also be filled with happy memories. For some, it's a day of remembrance and honoring the person that you loved. But for some, this day can be incredibly painful as they struggle with acceptance and finding themselves stuck in grief. There are many ways to celebrate this day. You can choose to visit a gravesite, spend it with family and friends, hold a celebration, release balloons, sprinkle ashes, or go to a favorite place that you shared. For me, my husband Tom has been pretty much a daily presence in my life since he died. I have a few pictures up, and I have a plant of his that we named Tom. I'm surprised that I've kept it alive this long. So I would much rather celebrate a birthday than the actual day of his death. To me, it's just a reminder of a horrible day that happened. May 12th, 2023, marked 5 years that Tom has been gone. Each year, I would meet Tom's brother for a commemorative beer and a shot. It was an inside joke for Tom when he would drink. He would always say, it was just a beer and a shot, no matter if it was 1 or 10. This was the first year I didn't meet his brother for drinks. I just didn't feel like it. I didn't feel like celebrating, and I didn't want to remember. This year, I just wanted to forget. I wanted to forget the pain of the day that he died 5 years ago, because really that's all I think about on this day. Even after a few shots of tequila and some beers, that's still all I think about. It just lingers in the back of my mind, what I lost. And this year, I did it sober, which is a whole nother thing for me. I wanted to drink to dull the pain, but I decided to sit with my feelings this time and face them head on. Instead, it was a frosty and watching the sunset with my best friend Angie. Also, on this same day, someone that I had been seeing off and on for the past year and a half moved. I know, of all days, right? This one. So maybe I was a little angry too, having another loss on the same day. My tears were mixed with the love and loss for two men. I actually sought comfort in a call with my widower friend, Matt. I met Matt at PodFest earlier this year, and he has a podcast called the Solo Dad Podcast, which is for widowers. He asked me what it was like at 5 years. I started off telling him about how my day began with the end of a relationship and went on to saying how I just don't want to celebrate the day. Then we had this candid conversation about how there comes a time for most widows where they just don't want to celebrate the death anniversaries anymore. I never thought it would be at 5 years for me. Or maybe it's just this particular year, and next year I'll feel completely different. Who knows? But Matt had this beautiful analogy about how grief is like a race. We're all moving at our own pace. Some are running, some are walking. Some are not even on the track. And of course, his speech was much more eloquent than this. But I found comfort in what he was saying. And I could actually see a bunch of widows running around a track like chickens with their heads cut off. This made me smile. But for me, I also see grief as a race that no one wants to win. But we do want to finish. And not finish because we want to forget, but finish so we can celebrate. Truly celebrate our loved ones, celebrate their memories with joy, and celebrate what we've accomplished. Because this grief race is also about the living, which is us. We are still living. We are still in this race. We are the survivors, and we've handled loss the best that we could. And we need to acknowledge how hard this journey through grief is and look ahead to a new life that we're creating for ourselves. Finishing this grief race doesn't mean letting go. We get to take the memories and happiness we share with our loved ones with us forever. So for me, letting go means leaving behind the sorrow and pain of grief and choosing to move forward. I shouldn't feel bad for wanting to create a new life and be happy. Because after all, love is not dead, just my husband.
Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of Love is Not Dead, Just My Husband. I really hope you've been inspired to move forward just a little, or a lot. And always remember to widow your own way. I know it takes time to get there, but you won't find me sitting around waiting for my life to begin any longer. So I hope you tune in each week to see what comes next. And if once a week isn't enough, you can head on over to my Facebook and Instagram so we can chat. I would love to hear your thoughts on today's episode and get to know you better. And please, don't forget to hit the subscribe button, give me a 5-star rating, and leave a review so you never miss an opportunity to hang out with me.